Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
6:15 now on this Monday morning, November 10th, 43 degrees, feels like 31, going up to only 56, 61 tomorrow, then we're back into the 70s. Until next Tuesday when we drop to the 60s again, Mike Dettillier joins us every Monday here at WWL as Rouse's Football Monday. Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike Dettillier, it feels good not just to win. I don't care about the draft, okay? It feels good to win, and it feels good to beat a team, and that's what the Saints did yesterday.
Yeah, and it was a convincing win yesterday. Mm-hmm. And to think about, sometimes you have game plans when you're a coach that it never works. Yesterday, your ability to stop the run was perfect. Mm-hmm. The way you played that game, you forced Bryce Young to beat you throwing the football. He couldn't do it, but you were able to stop the run. And you had difficulties a good portion of this season when teams want to run the football. But the story, and it's still in the first couple pages, Tyler Shuck,
yep.
What he was able to do yesterday. You saw in his second start, and there's still a lot left to be written, but man, he was poised, he was accurate, his ability to escape the rush and walk up in the pocket and processing where to go with the football correctly. He did a one heck of a job yesterday with it, and man, you walk away and saying, hey, you might have something really good here at that quarterback position.
You know what else I thought, Mike, is that if you look at Bryce Young and Tyler Shuck, I would not trade Tyler Shuck for Bryce Young right now. Not in a world. Not
well,
in any universe.
You won the quarterback battle yesterday.
Yep.
I will say that.
But would you trade Tyler Shuck for Bryce Young?
Well, that's sort of hard to say after two games, but I would say no.
Well, Bryce Young's been around a long time.
Been a couple years in the league. Yeah.
Long enough to get a
But Bryce... Man, Bryce struggles yesterday, really, really struggled yesterday. Mm-hmm. But this is a team that won 4-5 last games mm-hmm. With the Panthers. But, man, just looking at it visually, man, Tyler Shuck can make plays that Bryce Young really struggles with.
Yep.
Really, really struggles with throwing the football. But just that, you know, we talked a little bit about it last week, about his mechanics and that ability to get the football between arms and hands. Now, he was under a lot of duress. Partially what really helped him was you were able to run the football. It was a solid day of running the ball yesterday. And you couldn't do any of that last week at all. So, man, I came away saying that guy really, really, really put on a performance yesterday because – I think what they've tried to do was saying, okay, we're going to stop the run, and if you can beat us throwing it, go ahead and do it. And he was able to yesterday.
I'll tell you one thing. Alvin Kamara yesterday was running like a man possessed. And I was just hoping against hope that he would break one because he deserved it so badly. He wound
he
up.
He came close.
Yeah, he did a couple of times.
He came close a couple of times. And this is behind a makeshift offensive line because Fuaga's not playing. You've already lost McCoy. You got a new left guard now because of trading away Trevor Penning. And they did, I thought, a good job of giving Shuck time to throw the football. Now, nothing's ever going to be really perfect, and he had to maneuver around a little bit. The other part about Shuck that catches your eye, and let's see if this can continue. A lot of times young quarterbacks have a tendency to kind of walk themselves into pressure. They move around the pocket, but they walk right where pressure is. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, what you saw with him was, okay, he's got a little pressure, and he walks in the pocket, mm-hmm. and he's got his eyes downfield, and woof, that ball's out of there. You see sometimes quarterback running around, and they walk themselves right into where, you know, guys are blitzing. Mm-hmm. He did a really good job with I would call process information of understanding pocket pressure and then walking up and getting into the launch pad and getting it out.
We talk about it all the time. We're going to take a break here. We talk about it all the time. 37 rushes, 28 passes. Generally speaking, when you can do that, you
win
the game. That's exactly right. 620 traffic now, WWL. 625 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettelier every Monday here at WWL is a Rouse's Football Monday. Rouse is the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike, just when you think you know the NFL rules, right, just when you think you know them, comes along the third quarter of the game, Carolina Panthers, fourth and seventh at the Saints, 30-yard line, I think it was, line up for a field goal. It's blocked. But wait a minute. Hold on a second. Carolina keeps the ball. Weird play, huh?
Yeah, the only thing I've seen like that is the Leon Lett touch years ago with the Cowboys. Because once it's blocked, then, you know, most of the time you see everybody, get out of the way, get out of the way, because the ball's rolling around. If you touch it, then, you know, it's kind of open season afterwards. Now, that stuff about who touched it, when it got touched, everything else, that part of the rules there, and we go back to Lett, that kick was blocked, and then I don't know what he thought he was going to do on that play.
Snowy Thanksgiving Day, was it not against Miami?
Yes, it was. It was that snow game, and I don't know what he thought he was going to do with the ball once it was touched, but apparently they were saying Saints guy touched it, so once it's touched, it becomes a live ball again.
Let's talk about the Saints' defense, Mike.
Saints' defense was outstanding yesterday, and that kind of set everything up and set the tone. And think about the Panthers are a running team. That's how they built on running the football. They ran the football 23 times for 73 yards. Okay, Rico Dowdle had been a guy that had back-to-back 200-yard games, and then he had rushed for over 100 yards and then over 100 yards again. And all this stuff about, okay, he's trying to stretch out his leg. He's got a pull here and there. Okay, everybody got injuries. Mm-hmm. Everybody got them. But yesterday, you know, to try to mask that with, oh, well, you know, this guy's hurt, that guy's no. The Saints defense was outstanding yesterday. It goes back to what I said. Sometimes a game plan that you set up, sometimes it works out perfectly. It worked out perfectly for the Saints yesterday. Demario Davis, Alante Taylor, what you got up front, they filled those gaps. They didn't give Dowdle any room to run the football. And they won up front. Okay, it's old-fashioned. But it does win in this league, and the guys were making plays. And, again, it forced them to say, throw it to beat me. And they weren't able to do it with Bryce yesterday.
DeMario Davis, to me, yesterday had the equivalent of an Alvin Kamara game. He, you know, you got a couple of guys that have been around for a while, but he played yesterday like he had a fire up, you know what.
Yeah, and, you know, Slarif, because we have Mark on every week on Tuesday, and, you know, we've talked about DeMario, and, well, you know, maybe some of the athletic gifts aren't quite as good as it was early in his career. He is so smart, and he puts himself in a position to make a play. Okay, because as you get older, you have to focus more on that, because sometimes, you know, you're not quite as fast, you're not quite as quick. Some of your strength maybe isn't the same, but knowledge of the game, and that's what DeMario Davis, and he still has really good athletic gifts for his age and for having played as many games. But, man, to put yourself in a position to make big plays time after time after time, it's remarkable to watch him today.
It really is. Especially, it would be remarkable to watch him if he was in the prime of his career, which he's not. No disrespect to DeMario Davis at all. I'm just saying that it's amazing to watch him. It's amazing to watch Alvin Kamara, too, if you think of the mileage on him, right?
Yeah, correct.
And I think that goes to both of them, the off-season training and conditioning and taking care of themselves. All right, more when we come back, 6:30. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Chris Olave showed up yesterday after getting a big concussion last season that ended a big hit that gave him a concussion that ended his season last year in Carolina. It also ended Dennis Allen's run as head coach. A lot of people didn't realize that going into the game. Mike, a lot of people are texting in, how can you get this performance out of a team when they seem so lackluster before?
Man, it's the NFL. They all pros. All of them are pros. And but you saw yesterday, the Saints were focused. They played with energy. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/Listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And also, Tommy, I think when we watch some of the earlier games, what was happening in the first quarter? This team was struggling. They were giving up big plays. They weren't making it on offense. And, yeah, you gave up a first-drive touchdown. But I think playing with some confidence really kind of catapulted this team yesterday. And it's not like that every week. This team had struggled in the first quarter of basically every game, really did, on both sides of the football. But you were able to piece it together yesterday. And I thought the throw to get it, because it looked as though Shuck might be getting a tackle for a safety. Okay, you sort of save points there.
Mm-hmm.
The Chris Olave deep pass, you saw almost like put the battery cables on the battery. You got it. And who he beat to get that? J.C. Horn. Because I think J.C. on that play, he was trying to find the ball in flight, and they were kind of, you know, arm wrestling a little bit, as you want to say. They were kind of a little push, a little shove here and there, and then he lost his balance. Olave's free. You get 7 points, bang. But it was also three and out after the touchdown drive. You built some confidence on this football team. I never believe in momentum. Momentum lasts long enough for you to get hit in the mouth the next time you play. But you believe in yourself and confidence in what you're doing. And, again, I go back to it. That game plan yesterday, because if you're a coach, you got some of them, you don't ever want to look at that game plan again. Yesterday was one of them that worked because you ripped away their strength in running the football and you got the playmake skills of Shuck and hitting Olave. He makes a great one-handed catch. Juwan Johnson comes through for you. You were able to run the football a little and it all worked for you. And during the game, didn't you kind of feel, hey, this is a little different than some of the other games?
Yep, I did.
That when you had a lead, you thought, man, you know, it's going to be easy for the other team.
Correct.
You didn't have that feeling against the Panthers, the way they were playing, because you know what? They played with zero confidence. Zero.
I thought throughout the entire game, it's like, you know what? We got 10, but it's probably going to be enough.
And it would have been.
Yep.
And it would have been. But, you know, again.
But I would not have had that feeling in previous games at all.
Yes, exactly. Again, it all comes down to what you believe in.
And it's not just defensively, Mike. It was about them running the ball. And that goes to the offensive line and believing in them and consistency and sticking with the run, which they did.
And also, too, man, you seeing this, I don't want to call him a young guy, but you seeing your quarterback throw the football. And you see the way that ball leaves his hands. Hey, we got a shot here with this guy.
Yep.
You totally got a shot here with this guy.
So we'll talk about the rest of the season when we come back after the bye. And I don't know if it portends good things for Spencer Rattler at all, other than maybe being a backup. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56 and a half after a big football weekend. Don't forget, you can second guess tonight for this evening, 4 o'clock. Join Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier, second guess live on location. Silver Slipper Casino, beautiful Hancock County, Mississippi. They'll break down the Saints-Panthers game, as Mike is for us now. Plus LSU Bama, and take your calls in at 6:30. It's a Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Haas and the Cajun Cannon. Head coach Kellen Moore followed at 7 by run game coordinator T.J. Paganetti. Then Haas and Dettelier with a focus on the NFC South at 7:30. Catch Monday Night Football, Eagles at Packers on WWLAMFM.com and the free Odyssey app. No snow for the Packers game tonight, but it's going to be cold. Mike, tell me about Kellen Moore. Do you get a feel for him about what kind of coach he is yet with some of the decisions he's making and what's going on during the game?
Well, this is just the early rebuild of this team. So he'll be a lot different play caller with different talent around him. Mm-hmm. But everything, I thought, up until yesterday had been played almost like in a goldfish bowl. Everything was short. It was always compacted. Really didn't try to stretch the field. Mm-hmm. I think some of that, too, was trying to play to Spencer Rattler's strength, which is more in the short and immediate part of the game than the deeper ball, and also to your offensive line. Could you hold up, you know, trying to throw the deep ball? Yesterday you saw him sort of stretch it a little bit. It was more stretched than what you had seen in other games, and that's trying to play to Tyler Shuck's strength. Is I've always felt his strength as a player was his ability to throw the medium range and the deeper pass real well, and he did that. But again, when you can't run the ball, Tommy, and yesterday you got a semblance of a running game, but really you had struggled in that area all season long, it sort of closes up your playbook real quick. And so you limit it. Oh, throw the ball deep. Well, if you can't protect your quarterback, mm-hmm. what's the good of throwing it deep? I thought it was a little different yesterday because they got a semblance of a running game. And it opened up because, man, I'm not going to fall for no play action. If you can't run it, somebody else might, but I'm not. I'm going after the quarterback. I thought yesterday he opened it up, and it paid dividends.
I know Bobby J always goes to turnovers. I always go to run, pass, balance. And when you run it 37 times, you pass it 28. 9 out of 10 of the times, what's going to happen, Mike?
You're going to win.
Yep.
If you can balance it out.
Yep.
But I will say this. The Panthers were balanced yesterday, but they couldn't make the play.
Right.
They couldn't make the big play when they needed it. Hey, no matter what kind of, look at the glass it is, Tyler Shuck played one hell of a game yesterday.
He did. Thank you, Mike. We'll be listening this afternoon. We'll come back, talk to Jeff Palermo about LSU Bama here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.